outside with a little whiteboard and give you some problems, the ones that you're having problems with.
Like, I'm having trouble with the summer figures because...
Lisa Phillips teaches 7th grade math at Florida State University's lab school. Integers and proportions are the lesson of the day. Here, in a garnet-colored classroom decked out with Christmas lights, Phillips' students are busy trying to decide whether a deposit into a checking account is considered a credit or a withdrawal.
Withdrawal, right. If it was a withdrawal, then it would be a negative. That's it. I'm thinking this would be a great place for you to move the chair. That would be great.
Phillips says she's always looking for new and interesting ways to teach her students. The former meteorologist turned middle school math teacher says she gets bored with always doing things the same way, so she goes to lots of training sessions.
When you stop going to these things, then that's when I say you're in trouble, because you're always getting new ideas. You know, that's why I go to these, for the fresh ideas, the new approaches, you know, or I may come up with these wonderful lessons or things I can tweak for mine, but you should never stop learning or gaining insight to new ideas or new ways of doing things.
Recently, she was part of a program called Science and Math Masters, and she says she came back with new teaching techniques, including an interesting way to present concepts like volume and area to her students.
Back in his day, way, way back, he calculated the circumference of the Earth by looking at shadows. And so that's what we're going to do.
The Science and Math Masters training program is a partnership between the University of Tampa and about 32 rural school districts around the state. Dr. Ed Moore, head of the Independent Colleges and Universities of Florida, says the program is different because it uses fresh content to teach old concepts. The program helps teachers with things like state certification exams, and Moore says the training program helps fill the gaps that exist in staffing rural schools.
Example, if you have to pass a physics end of course exam, not every school in every small county has somebody that's certified in physics or certified in chemistry. They may have teachers that are certified in biology, but those teachers then are going to be required or have been required to teach out of field in order to have a course available for those students.
Science and Math Masters comes as Florida adopts a nationalized education curriculum called the Common Core, and that requires more in-depth work from students. The Florida Comprehensive Assessment Test is being phased out in favor of end-of-course exams and tests to fit the Common Core. The Florida Department of Education has been holding teacher training sessions, and so have individual school districts. But there are about 190,000 teachers in the state, and Moore says everyone could use a little extra help in getting prepared.
And it is truly a trickle-down education, because the beneficiaries of all of this are going to be the students in those school districts that have a more knowledgeable teacher with additional resources standing in front of their classroom.
Science and Math Masters is funded through a 3-year grant from the Florida Department of Education, and next year the program will be available for all 67 Florida school districts. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.